I need to go last, right? And two of us last. When everybody here is thinking about going home and hurrying up and get out and taking a nap, I'm thinking about the same thing, you know. I just want to say that I think Kyle did a great job, and if anybody knows my brother from a year ago, God has loosed that man's tongue. Amen. Amen. So, you know, like I said, I think right now most of us are thinking about being done and going home, but I have a question that I'd like to ask all of you. If you've heard me speak before, you know I ask y'all questions. And lately I've been in the mode or groove of trying to challenge you in your life, because that's what God is doing with me. He's constantly challenging me. Last time I spoke to you about denying yourself, taking up your cross. And I just want to share a little victory. It may be a mild thing to y'all, but to me it's a big thing, but it's a little thing in reality. I told you that one of the problems I had was eating too much and gaining weight, and that I had a problem with a game that I couldn't stop playing. God's given me victory over that game. It's been gone for over a week. To you, that's a little thing. To me, that's a great thing, because it took a lot of my time. Sometimes I would wake up in the morning and I would think about that stupid time-wasting game. It'd be one of the first things I thought about. So that leads me into the challenge. I want to ask you, and listen, be honest, when a preacher asks you a question, huh, don't blow it off. Think about it. Answer it to yourself. You might even want to answer it to your spouse and give yourself a little bit of accountability to somebody, because you can lie to yourself easier than anybody else. All right, so here's the question I want to ask you, and I want you to think about it seriously. When you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing you think about? Now, I don't mean I got to go to the bathroom or I need to make a cup of coffee. What's the first life meaning thought you have in the morning?
Glory to God.
Amen? Amen. Mine used to be, how quick can I get high and will I be able to keep that buzz going all day? It used to be, how can I fulfill the lust of my flesh for this day? Often, even when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the other room, God will put a hymn in my heart. I have a song in my mind playing. And sometimes it'll keep me up for a long time. I can't go back to sleep. But you know, most often now, especially since I have this game out of my life, when I wake up in the morning, the first thought I have will be Christ-centered, biblically centered, or in some way or another, a challenge to me. How can I be better today? How can I be pleasing to God? You know, when I finally gave up that game, I cried about it. And I prayed, and I said, God, I said, does that please you that I gave up that game? And I believe God was pleased with that. So I have some more time with God now. Amen. You know what? I think God loves me in a special way. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like God loves you in a special way? When I was a lost person, I told you about my testimony. I asked God to put hymns in my head. He put hymns in my head when I was lost so that I would fear him, that I would learn the fear of him. And I shared with you how the hymns have continued. And I believe that he's continued the hymns to show me that he loves me. So he's used the same thing in two different ways in my life, and I praise him for that. It is a wonderful thing to me. And I don't mean an earworm, like I heard this song before I went to bed. It'll just be a chorus to a song that I can't even sing, and then it'll just play over and over when I get up in the morning. It's beautiful, isn't it? God loves you in a special way. God wants to love each of us in an individually special way. Our pastors taught us that we each have an individual personality. So that means God wants to love us each in an individual way. And you need to look for that. He loves you personally. He loves Miss Samantha in a personal way. Even if when you wait, you know what? I would venture to say that a lot of you, when you wake up in the morning, the first thought you have is, where's my telephone? Do you love God in a very personal way if you're thinking that thought, you know? Or, you know, I wonder if I got up in time to catch my latest YouTube feed and follow this crackhead or about monkeys or whatever it is you watch, you know. Really? Yeah? What's your first thought when you get up? I'm just going to read the psalm to you real quick. You don't got to look there. Psalm 147, 11 says this. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. You see, God takes pleasure in us fearing him. God takes pleasure in us having hope in his mercy. God loves us each in an individual and a specific way. You are inexplicably important to God. God puts a value on you as an individual that you don't even put on yourself. If we put the value on ourselves that God put on us, we would think a lot differently about things. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, please. And by the way, if you notice, I'm not as excited as I normally am. I'm not having the best day today in a couple of different ways. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 2, and we're going to look at verse 9. I'm in 1, now I'm in 2, now I'm at 9. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 9 says this. But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Pardon me, I shouldn't speak after lunch. Then another verse, and you don't need to turn there because we are short on time, is Psalm 40, verse 5, and says this, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word. They cannot be reckoned up in order, thank you, Darwin. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. God's thoughts are about you.
Amen.
What do you wake up thinking about? What are you thinking about this very moment? Is it the video game you can't wait to get home and play on the internet? Want to go home and get a better cup of coffee than what they had downstairs? No. Hey, we don't have the greatest coffee here, I'm telling you. What are your thoughts about during the day? Kyle mentioned his life is a vapor. A vapor. Last time I spoke, I put that little poem. We have only one life that will soon be passed, and only those things that are done for Christ will last. You know, are you thinking only about your job? I don't have a job. I haven't had a regular job for 20 years. Right? But I can find a lot of other things to distract myself with. If y'all know me, you know I carry fishing gear in my car. If I see a spot, also, I might just stop and go fishing. Yes, I can pray while I'm fishing, right? But what am I fishing for? What is my motivation, reality, for me to get up and go about my day? Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, and I hope this happens for y'all too, God will give me a specific thought or a little bit of an insight into something I may have read, or he may give me a verse. Listen, if you wake up in the morning and God gives you an insight, a thought, a look at yourself, or a verse, listen, skip the bathroom, skip the coffee, don't pass go, don't collect $200, go write it down. Write down that verse reference. And if it's a little verse, you can put it in your pocket or write it on your phone and take it with you throughout the day, because that's God's thought towards you. Take that thought with you. Love your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul. I've never done that. But I can put a little verse in my pocket. I can wait 5 minutes to go to the bathroom or turn the Keurig on and read a little bit of the Word of God that he's brought up to me. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you to read your Bibles. I've always told you to read your Bibles. Every time I get up behind the pulpit, I say, read your Bible. All of it. All of it. This is really the verse that brought me to wanting to give this short message. turn to Psalm 37:4, please. 37:4. Chapter 36, 438, Psalm 37:4. Says this, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Amen.
What do you think about when you wake up in the morning? I used to read this verse and I would think, hey, you know, if I go to church three times a day or three times a week, or four times a week once we moved here, you know. But I read my Bible, if I pray, if I don't watch this over here, if I make sure I don't listen to this over here, God's going to give me the desires of my heart. I'm going to get a new truck, you know. I'm going to get a new bow or something. No. That is not the right way to look at that. I want God to make me think like God. One of the things I preach about or I get excited about is one day I get to be like God. What's the point to life if that's not the end of it? I want to think like God. I want to perform God's will. I want to have compassion like God. I want to have a vision like God. I want to have a direction like God. I want my life ordered the way God would have it to be ordered. Everything about my flesh, though, is contrary to that and wants to bring me in another direction. So I need to delight myself in the things of God. I need to delight myself in reading my Bible every day. Why do I say that so often? Because I read this Bible every day, and I continue to, and it changed my life. Then it changed me. Delight yourself in the preaching. When you don't want to sit here, it's hot, it's tired, and you want to go home, put this conscious thought in your mind. I'm going to delight myself in the things of God right now. God's never going to tell us to do something that we cannot consciously decide to perform. Right? Believe. Why don't you believe? Because you won't consciously perform it. Repent. Why won't you repent? Because you won't consciously perform that. God grants us repentance. God grants us the ability to believe, but we must make the conscious decision to obey that. That's off of where I was want to go with here. So I just want to read this verse again and back up into this little devotional message that I have. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know, when I stand up here in front of you wonderful people, thoughts come into my mind of things to say, and I have to decide. Is that Ronnie Scholten wanting to say something, or is that the Holy Ghost prompting me to say something? That's a really hard thing for me to understand sometimes. And if I would delight myself in the Lord more, I would be better at that. If I would read my Bible more, I would be better at that. If I would pray this much, I would be better at that. If I would delight myself in the Lord, it would be easier for me to perform his will. It would be easier for me to hear that small, still voice inside of me. I know stuff about a lot of individuals in here, so when I have things to say, I have to wonder. Honestly, am I saying that because I want to poke something at somebody? No? Is that Ronnie Scholten? Excuse me. Or is that God saying you need to say this to that individual? I very much have left my notes now. I look at you people. And I love you. I'm a hateful person by nature. I'm a spiteful and violent person by nature. Right? God has given me a little bit of a desire in my heart. He's given me a desire to care for people. That's absolutely contrary to who I am as a human being. As a human being, I'm hateful and I'm bitter. I'm violent and I'm angry. I'm a liar and I'm a thief. That's what I would do in my natural state to get by through the day. And I'd be a complete fraud about it and tell you, no, I wouldn't lie to you about nothing. You can trust me. Yeah, loan me $100. Sure, you're getting it back from me. Let me borrow your car. I'll never get a scratch on it, you know. I could care less back in the day. If you got your money back, it'd only be because I want you to give me more money again when I needed it. Huh? If I borrowed your car and took care of it, it's only because I might need you for something later on. But you know what I need? You know what each and every one of us needs? Is to be closer to God. We need to delight ourselves in the things of God. Dale talks before several times, very often. I used to listen to him before I even started attending church here. And he would talk about the difference between being close to God and drawing nigh to God. And I would always say, well, if I just read my Bible, I'm drawing nigh to God. Nah, that's not true. You can read this Bible and not give a flip about it one way or the other. You know? If I prayed more, I'm drawing nigh to God. No, you can pay God lip service, you know that? You can just do it to be a show. And I think in this life, you know, in Christian circles of what we call Christianity, just really religious acts that a lot of us perform, we're not really delighting ourselves in the things of God. We're not really trying to draw nigh to God. We put on a show for the folks around us, right? Look at me. I went to church today. Let me tell you what nigh is, okay? Dale's got his thing of nigh. Let me tell you what nigh is. When my kids were small, I mean really small, we had this green blazer, and we were going really fast around this corner out in the woods, and a white blazer was coming the other way. And in this corner, it was, you could really cut through it, man. You went down, it was banked, and you could, it was a great bomber. If you ever had a bomber corner, you know what I'm talking about. It's fun, right? Ooh, right? Well, the other person coming the other way would do the same thing. Quite often, you pass pretty close. It was common to pass close to other cars, right? Well, I came down through one time at about 60 miles an hour, and I'm telling you, it's like a 40, okay? Yeah, I confess, but... And another truck was coming the other way. And as I passed this truck, I heard click. Wow. What? So I got home. You know what happened? Our mirrors touched and changed paint. My green mirror had white paint on it from this other truck that went by. That's nigh. If you draw nigh to God, he's going to change some paint with you. You know? He's going to give you some of him. Understand? Right? Look at, we're in Psalms, so do I move over to Psalm 37 and verse 23. I'm having a rough day today. Psalm 37 verse 23. Says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Now, turn over to Mark, verse 10. Sorry, Mark chapter 10. Turn to Mark chapter 10. And look at verse 18. Mark 10, verse 18. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but God. Now, I'm going to back up and read the verse before that I read to you. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Now, move over to the book of John in chapter 10. Look at John 10:30. John chapter 10, verse 30 says, I and my Father are one. You see that word Father right there? That has a capital F in it. That means God. God the Father. Jesus Christ said, I and God the Father are one. Jesus Christ is God. So notice how I see the Father is capitalized. It means God the Father. Jesus is God. Jesus is good. Seeing that there is none good but God, how can my steps be ordered by God? I'm sorry, by the Lord. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So if nobody's good but Jesus Christ, how can my steps be ordered by the Lord? Because the Bible says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. You want your steps ordered by God, delight yourself in the things of God. Delight yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. Delight yourself in the relationship that Jesus provides you with the Father. Delight yourself in the relationship with the Comforter. I remember when Kyle first got saved, he said, I can't explain to you what's going on, but something's different. Something's going on. Right?
Amen.
It's true. I don't know if the oldest preacher in the world, is he an older pastor? This one. You know, could get up here and explain that to you as a lost person. I told you, I'm not having the greatest day. I'm not excited today. I've tried to be excited. I've always told you, you can just be excited when you want to be excited. Having a difficult time being excited today. But I'm okay with being up here in front of y'all folks, because I do believe it's God's will to do that. And I want the desires of God to be in my heart. The desires of Ronnie Scolton's heart. I already told you what they are. Some of them. You know. And you want to know another, I'll tell you a little secret about me. I try to confess as much sin as possible as I can before God. For two reasons. One, I have sinned against God, and I want to get that taken care of. And as time goes on, it bothers me more and more. And you know why else, Stephen? I don't want everybody else to find out about it. Hey, we're human beings, right? We live in a body of flesh, but we're spiritual beings. The body of flesh one day is going to be changed one way or the other. It's going to be changed into corruption forever, or you're going to get a new one that's uncorruptible forever, right? And I understand that great that great time of judgment, we're going to cry. I'm going to have a lot of tears shed. But that's going to be over with for some of us. For some of you, the crying will never end. Pastor Hain was talking about that man crying out. He's cutting himself. You'd be wishing that was your condition if you wind up being raised to corruption. You're going to wish that you were cutting yourself, that you were running around naked, that people were afraid of you. I used to like the people were afraid of me, by the way. It fed my ego, made me feel special. God's really broken it in me, let me tell you something. So I always end with a question. Start with a question and I end with a question. When you wake up, what's the first thing you think about? That's the question I started with. The question I wanted to start with was, what do you want? And I don't think the question, what do you want, can stand by itself if you're a Christian or if you're a person who's seeking. I think the real question would be, what do you want to want? Amen? Because sometimes what I want isn't enough. I want to want what God wants for me. I want to be able to delight myself in the things of God. And I believe that's 20 minutes. God bless y'all.